My wife left town with a banana. She's slipping away.
Have you ever heard that song?
No, my wife left town with a banana. She's slipping away.
Was it done by Buddy Hackett?
It was on a Dr. Demento tape I had when I was a kid.
I met Dr. Demento.
Did you?
Yeah, I worked with him, yeah.
He was in the sound bowl a couple times.
He was in the sound bowl at KMET Day.
That was the first cassette tape I ever owned.
Oh, I used to listen to Dr. Demento all the time when I was a kid.
It had the rodeo song on it. Uh-huh. Remember that song?
It's an elemental left, an elemental right.
Come on, big dummy, get the rest of the pride, get off stage, goddamn fool, you know? Piss me off.
Jerk.
Yeah, and then I had a My Name Is Not Merv Griffin. It had a bunch of stuff in it. Yeah, it was a great tape.
Oh, heavens.
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Boom, boom.
Hey, welcome to it, Joshy.
How was your week?
It's Josh Fligger here, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
And Larry Morgan, who asked us to change the podcast to today at this time, and then says, oh, I can't make it. I can't make it.
Lair to the E.
Yeah. Sam Farmer is in, he's in Scotland. Scotland.
That guy's got it going, right?
I got a little something
everywhere
here for you.
What's that? Ice cubes?
No.
What?
Turn that over.
I don't understand. We're doing shots?
Yeah. this is something I got for birthday, was it?
Is this moonshine?
This is tequila. The bottle was so big that I couldn't fit it in my freezer. So I have to put it into
another. Let me describe, too. He's also made ice cube shot glasses.
Ice cube shot glasses. Yeah.
Oh, this is the fanciest place has ever got, right? We're taking it to a new level.
It is a shot glass made of ice. I had a little kit that I got for these.
Everything's going to be downhill after this, right?
Hey, here's to you.
Are we shooting it or
right
we
now?
It?
You got it. No, you got to take it down, man.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Right. One. Oh.
Oh, that was delicious.
It's really good. Supremely messy.
You know what? That reminds me. I have some homemade moonshine at home.
Is that right?
In a mason jar. I'm going to bring it in. There's like an apple flavored one, and that's only like, I want to say it's only like 70 proof because they have to dilute it with like the apple flavoring. But then I got the real regular stuff that's clear. I don't think I've ever done a shot of tequila in the AM. Before noon, let's put it that way.
Really? I don't regularly, but it's a heat wave going on here.
It's nice.
And did you like it?
Yeah, that was. Did somebody make what's so special about the tequila? What is it?
The tequila. Oh, you're gonna laugh at me. It's another Costco discovery. So I'm going through.
It was pretty smooth.
It was really good.
Yeah, wasn't
it? It's really good.
It was smooth. It wasn't in your face. There was no like.
I know.
Because tequila, a bad tequila. I don't think there's anything worse than a bad tequila.
It's nasty. Yeah. It's the nastiest stuff. But I'm in Costco like 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. And I always went there and I bought the 1.75 liter Patron Silver.
Uh-huh.
That was my go-to. It was just a great thing. And you know who taught me about this was, do you remember, oh my God, traffic person at the station before, Claudia.
I remember who she is and I've heard of her, but I think we only crossed paths for a month.
Claudia Paul. She left right as Joanne was coming in. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she used to, if you don't know about radio, she used to have to come into the studio all the time to make sure that the commercials are correct and running right and make changes and so forth. So I saw her every day a couple of times. And she'd come in, and we always, got on famously and would have fun chats about different stuff. She was down at the Source Awards, down on the corner.
Right.
And Puffy Combs, is saying, get in the car with us, get in the car. Because they were going to come back up to the studio I'm standing in, which was The Beat at the time. They were going to come back up there after the Source Awards
and
do an interview.
You were in there when it was The Beat?
No.
Oh, okay.
She was. She worked there when it was the Beat.
Right, right,
and
right.
And she was down at the Source Awards that night, and Puffy's saying, oh, come on, ride with us, ride with us. We're going to ride into the garage. She's like, you're a fool. It's a block away. It's next door. I'm walking.
Right.
And she walks away, and 5 minutes later, the car's riddled with bullets.
I was just about to say, you know,
Biggie
that he was, yeah, he was coming from the Sound.
The Source Awards was coming from there, going to the Sound.
Okay, that's it. He was coming to the, well, technically it was the Beat, yeah.
The Beat,
but that it was those studios that
so,
we were in.
Anyway, she was there, and
you know what?
She was the one who told me quickly about freezing Patron.
I was just about to say, is that what this is, Patron?
Well, I got to get back to my story. She would talk about on hot summer days, I can't wait to get home and have a ice cold shot of Patron. I'm like, that's brilliant. You have it in the freezer? She goes, oh, yeah. And so I started doing that and just had it in the freezer all this time. Anyway, so every time I went to Costco, I'd be looking for that huge jug of Patron Silver. And one time I go and they don't have it. They're out of it. And I'm like, oh, God bless it. And I was looking around and there was a guy that was standing there. And he said, hey, I couldn't help but overhear you. I'm in like
were you like mumbling?
Well, no, I was talking. No, I was talking to Laura about it. I'm like, okay. Oh shit, they don't have it. And and he heard me talking about it, and he said, didn't mean to overhear, but I'm as geeky as this may sound. I'm in a tequila club. You know, my friends and I really like it. We're all connoisseurs.
Right.
And we had a taste test, double blind taste test on this, and the Kirkland brand, the Costco brand, beat everything else in the shootout.
It's one of those,
it was
where
really
it's
good.
Probably a name brand.
It probably is. Right. Yeah, it's very probably Patron or something like that. Anyway, I'm like, all right, because it was a huge, giant bottle. Like I said, wouldn't even fit in my fridge, and it was a third the price. I'm like, well, shit. If it's bad, I'll you give it give it to a friend. Create some bumpy.
Here you go, buddy. Here's an old Pop-Tart and a half gallon of tequila.
Exactly. Do you want another one before your glass?
I was literally just about to say that stuff's deadly because I could go for it. I mean, I want another one, and it was like, I'll do another one if you're going to do another one.
Your glass is going to melt.
Let's do it.
All right.
That was really good.
Open in my mason jar.
In Pennsylvania, you can't the chill liquor in the bars.
Is that right?
Yeah,
because it's too easy to drink.
That's exactly. They don't want you to make like something that's already like 100 proof easier to swallow.
Slantcha.
All right, hold on. Wait. I gotta get my plate with my shot glass. This is fancy. All right, you ready?
There'll be no proof of this later.
I'm gonna eat that.
What shots? We don't have your shot glass.
Eat my glass. I'm gonna take this ice cube, make a rum and coke with it later.
But isn't that good?
That's good.
It's really smooth. Anyway, so that was.
See what you're missing, Larry?
That was what that was. Well, speaking of Larry, let's get Larry on the horny horn.
Horny horn. I love that. Hey, did you get anything for Prime Week while we're
no,
dialing?
I'm pissed.
What about the bell?
I've got it. It's in the house.
Is that what I just brought in?
Hold, please.
Good, I like it. Good.
that just makes everything better.
The first official show prop. I'm gonna call Larry.
Don't have a couple of tequila shots and then jog.
Or just don't jog. If I had to choose one of the two not to do, I'd go not jog 100% of the time.
Happy voice call.
Here we go. Ringing.
Ringing.
Is this your birthday boy? Is this your birthday boy? Is this your birthday boy? Yes, it is.
You got a lot of balls, Morgan. So for everybody that doesn't know, we say, hey, let's get together this weekend and have a podcast. And Larry says, well, if you guys change everything in your plans and totally reroute your weekend and reorder everything, then I can make it.
I'd love to stop by Sunday. Can you do Sunday?
And then we get an email this morning or a text. Sorry, guys. I don't have a car. I can't make it.
I did say that. And this is one of those occasions where I can absolutely blame my wife, and it is totally her fault. And if I had decided to try and take public transportation in this crazy town, I could have been there in like.
They hang up.
But I figured, you know.
Oh, he dropped out. You could have been here in how long?
2 hours.
That would have been your cross to bear. Anyway, thanks for that, Larry.
You guys are just digital noise right now.
Aren't we always?
There's the title.
Digital noise.
You guys are just digital noise, right?
With a Z.
Is that better?
There
you go. Okay.
Much better.
Okay, good. Well, thanks a heck of a lot, Larry. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I know. I'm always the one that brings everything down. I know.
Yep. Hey, checking back in, how have your
crystals.
Butler maneuvers been going?
The Epley maneuver?
Yes.
Epley? Not to make this all about more health issues, unless Josh wants to try and top me again by farting out a giant torrent of air.
No, I'm good. You're good.
Okay,
you got all this right. One. This is all you.
Yeah, oh,
that's too bad. The aforementioned Epley maneuver for my BPPV, which is benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, has been quite effective within 48 hours after I talked to you. It was basically vertigo has disappeared.
Oh, that's awesome.
It verta went.
Yeah, it verta gone.
I'm not gonna justify that joke with a laugh.
Well, that's fantastic, Larry.
Yeah, I mean, there's still some. Apparently, the end result of this is that you can have some residual, just kind of mild. I don't know. I describe it as brain fuzziness. There's like something back there that's bugging me, and I guess the brain actually kind of has to relearn its calibration after you get those crystals realigned. It still sounds so strange to say freaking crystals.
You mean like you might schedule something for a weekend and not be able to make it?
That's exactly
it. It's got these terrible side effects.
I have been using the I hit my head excuse for 2 weeks now, and it's working in a lot of different ways. Wow, I gotta say.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. So, what's the big plan for it? What actual day is your birthday on, Andy? Because I can't seem to find it anywhere, although I bet you it's on your very, very lengthy Wikipedia page.
I have a lengthy Wikipedia page?
You didn't know you had a lengthy Wikipedia page? It is incomplete, though, because it does not include your birthday.
We got to check this out.
All right. It's my birthday is July 29th.
There you go.
Hey, my mom's is the 27th.
Well, hey, that's almost near it.
I know.
It's hey,
like right
mine. Here, let me force my way in here because Andy and I knew this.
Yes.
Mine is also on the 27th, Josh.
Of this month?
Yes, on Friday.
Yeah.
You guys are all having birthdays at the same time.
All having birthdays around the same time. Yeah, he's always been 2 days and 14 years older than me.
I am currently looking at the Andy Chanley Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Andy Chanley.
You mean American voiceover artist, actor, and radio personality native from Greenwood, Indiana, and residing in Los Angeles, California?
That's it.
The only time I ever looked at that page was when... one of my friends got on there and changed information and said that I was an ice road trucker, a foot model, and a licensed helicopter pilot.
I had a friend who I'm not going to tell you what he does because then you'll figure it out. But he ran kind of he didn't run. He worked for a website and to test some of the profiles. It was a matchmaker.
eHarmony.com?
anyway, so he took our drummer and he created a dating profile for him just to see like how some of the things would work. Uh-huh. And he put like that he was in the Kansas City Chiefs, and this guy, he was English, had no idea what football was. He was a big fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, was into animal husbandry, and was a live action role playing games.
Wow.
And he got like a couple hits off of
it. I'd like to meet those women.
Exactly.
Or and fellows.
Animal husbandry.
Larry, what do you have? Your birthday is first. What do you have planned?
I am going to actually, it's kind of interesting. I'm going to be able to come back and report to you guys, because I am going to learn everything I need to know about the world of podcasting at the Podcast Movement Conference.
Wow.
Yeah, they call it a movement.
Now, if we can just get you to come in and tell us.
Yeah.
And where is this? This is in Philadelphia or something?
It is in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in July.
Nice.
Wow.
So I'm leaving. I'm actually getting on a plane, and I'll be back. And hey, what do you say we get together next weekend?
Sure.
Sounds great. Which day is better for you?
You know, any day. I'm totally wide open.
All right.
Sounds good. When you get back, tell us how to do a podcast.
We
desperately need to know. Well, you know, this is my 50th, a nice round number, Larry. And so I was just thumbing through. I pulled up, and I haven't looked at who it is yet, but on CNN.com they had this thing. It was the celebrities that are turning 50 in 2018. You got Hugh Jackman. let's see here. Will Smith
is getting 50.
He's getting jiggy with 50.
Wow,
getting 50 with it.
Yeah, Naomi Watts is 50.
Oh man.
Let's see here. Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr. is show him the money.
Yeah.
He's 50.
Yeah.
He's radio. Zoolander star Owen Wilson is. I call this my Kung Pao chicken. Right. What's it like on the surface on the asteroid? Okay. So worst situation imaginable. That's all you need to say. That's my Owen Wilson. Nobody does an Owen Wilson.
Nobody still does Owen Wilson.
That's an amazing Christopher Walken for an Owen Wilson.
Thanks. Lucy Liu.
Where's she been?
Lisa Marie Presley.
Wow.
Let's see. Oh, Molly Ringwald.
Interesting.
Josh Brolin from
North Hollywood, California.
Oh, the greatest singer in the world, Celine Dion is 50 this year.
Wow. Celine Dion walks in the bar. Bartender says, "Why the long face?"
My doppelganger, Daniel Craig, is 50 this.
Okay.
This year.
Okay.
Ashley Judd, Deborah Messing.
Hey, who's the best James Bond?
The best James Bond.
Yeah.
Oh, you're really going to do that?
I want to hear Larry first because he's the movie guy. So,
I go OG Connery because that's who I grew up with, and
yeah.
I think he personifies. And second would be Daniel Craig. I like Daniel Craig.
Do you think the Bond question just depends on when you were born?
Absolutely, because okay. There will be people who will be Roger Moore fanatics, and I'm like, that's the silliest, goofiest Bond of all time.
That's me. I love Roger Moore.
You're not a Pierce Brosnan guy?
Nah.
No?
He only did like two?
Yeah.
Is it? Well, Timothy Dalton.
That's what I'm thinking of. He did The Living Daylights.
Timothy Dalton was wallpaper.
And then what was the George Huckabee or whatever he did? Didn't he do one like Her Majesty's Secret Service?
Yeah, he just did one. Yeah. But, George Huckabee.
Yeah.
George something like that. I got the first name right.
Sean Connery. You strike with the back of the hand.
Oh, is it a woman with an open hand? You're there to teach.
You're there to teach her.
Yeah.
Not to hurt her.
If you want to see one of the most uncomfortable things of all time, go on YouTube and search the Barbara Walters Sean Connery interview.
Yes.
It's just disturbing.
From a different time.
Just watching her face is worth it. You can put it on mute and just watch her face and her just mouth drop open like, what is this guy saying?
Yeah.
LL Cool J.
Oh.
Ladies love Cool Andy as well. Joey Lauren Adams, Chasing Amy. Let's see who else. Oh, Kenny Chesney. And Chad Lowe. Chad Lowe, that's the one that what's-her-ass dumped as soon as she won the Oscar, right?
Who's Chad Lowe?
Who's the actress that won the for Boys Don't Cry or whatever?
Oh, right.
Yeah, you'll think.
Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank, there you go. Eric Bana this year. Don't know who most of these people are. Lucy Lawless. Oh, that's She-Ra? No, what's her name?
No, Xena, Princess. Xena. Warrior Princess.
Yeah, exactly.
Xena. Patricia Arquette. Anthony Michael Hall. Yeah, all these people are turning 50 this year. Some of them make me feel old. Others I just simply don't recognize. And I guess that should make me feel old. Oh, Tracy Lords is 50.
The porn star?
I think most of them should make you feel like you really haven't accomplished much because they're so much more successful than you are.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
And in many of those cases, much better looking.
Yeah, yeah, huh. Definitely. Almost all of them. Yeah, pretty much all of them.
Oh, Sarah McLachlan. Yummy. Always loved her. Loved her.
Sarah McLachlan would love to hear that you called her yummy.
Yasmin Bleeth.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Stephanie Seymour. Billy Crudup. Billy Crudup, who was...
great. He was great in Almost Famous.
Yeah. Who else? Oh, Pauly Shore.
Met him a couple times. He's a cool dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pauly Shore seems like he should be 70 by now, though. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was just around Hollywood from a very early age.
That's true.
His mom owned, what, the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I feel like we saw him on MTV ages ago, but it was ages ago. He was
live on Beach MTV. MTV Beach House.
According to this, the woman who ate Rachel Ray is 50 this year.
Oh, Jesus. So, Andy, how do you feel, and how does that number mean anything to you at all? Are you, like...
Yeah.
Are you reflective? Are you thinking about it?
Here's the reason. And you passed this milestone a couple of decades ago, so you'll relate. You're no longer in your 40s. You could always say I'm in my 40s, but now I'm 50. It's a nice round number, and it feels there's no getting around the fact that there's less days in front of the horse than behind in the cart, you know.
Yeah.
And so there's that, and also that I'll be honest that. Coupled with going through, you know, knowing that I need a hip replacement sometime in the not distant future,
right,
and feeling that every day, and then you know the heart stuff that I've been trying to suss out and figure out, those couple of things coupled in with it, that brings mortality knocking a little bit. So that part of it sucks. The good part of it is, give me a minute. you know something. You know a little something about how the world works and whatever. But the bad part of that is that I can't seem to do anything with the stuff that I do know at this point. You know, not getting the opportunity to exactly.
I've learned a lot of shit, and I have absolutely no use.
I am a wealth of knowledge that is of no use to anyone.
Yeah, and I found it once that's kind of embedded in there, it's like you can't get rid of the fact that you know the name of the actor who played the neighbor Larry on Three's Company, but you can't remember your own phone number, that you can't you can't exchange one for one, right? It's like, I would love to learn new facts about things. Nope, there's no more room. So I'm stuck with knowing all the B-level actors on bad sitcoms.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of useless knowledge that's tucked away somewhere, but...
But as a 50 a milestone birthday is, have you had enough milestones now that it really does kind of bother you a bit? Or I would just assume that it's like you got, you know, 16 is a big one, 20, 18 is a big one, 21, then you go to 30 and 40. By 50, you're just like, you know what? Whatever. Who cares, right?
Are you?
That's kind of what happened to me.
I'm 43.
Yeah, we'll check in with you in 7 years.
I had my 40th birthday. I didn't care. I didn't do anything for it.
No, 40 was great because 40 means a party. 40, you get, you're young enough to get everybody around that you care about, and Lara did that for me 10 years ago. We got, you know, all my friends came together and you know, had a party, and that was great. But for 50, I don't feel like doing that.
Really?
I don't feel like celebrating that. I would rather celebrate the kids' birthdays and keep a focus on that.
You want to, like, have dinner at 4 o'clock and then maybe take a nap at 6 p.m.?
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you, the same thing, Andy, because once I hit 50, which it was kind of mildly annoying, mainly because you gave me so much fucking shit about it. if you remember, you know, 30 years ago when it happened.
Uh-huh.
But it was the last number that I was actually conscious of. I did exactly the same thing. 40 was kind of a big deal. We took a trip. I had friends around me. 50 was not a big deal to me. And every birthday since has been less of a big deal to me, to the point where I actually have to do the math to remember what age I am, because I don't care anymore. One great thing about it, Andy, you kind of don't start to care about that.
Yeah, I think that's I'm kind of there right now. I don't even know. Like, I just stop and think how old I was. I'm like, I don't care. I don't even know. It doesn't really, they don't bother me. I don't want it. I don't care.
I got
usually it's other people telling you, like Andy constantly telling me when I turn 50.
I got this.
Every day.
I got this in the mail.
Oh, the AARP card.
Yeah, yeah.
I got that in the mail a few weeks ago. And I...
Have you used it?
No. I'm not eligible.
Until when?
Until my birthday.
Not for a while.
What's the first thing you're going to get with it? What are you going to use?
Depressed.
A gun and one bullet. Going to rent a gun and buy a bullet.
My life insurance policy is good. It's good whether I do it or somebody else does it. Just a few things that come to, you know, come home to roost. Because you're not old enough to retire and go just enjoy yourself.
Right.
But, you know, you're too old to fuck off and just...
You're never too old. I completely disagree. You're never too old to fuck off, Andy.
Don't let that get
into your brain, because you're never too old to fuck around, okay? I don't want to hear this talk anymore.
It's true. Because being in radio and being inherently lazy people and fucking around for a long time, and Andy and I both realized at one point, oh, crap, we're turning 50, and we haven't saved any money for the future, and we have to work extra hard right now to make up for our feeble years when we have nobody to take care of.
And we're not good at anything else.
No, there's only really one thing we can do, and we kind of only do that, you know,
passably
well enough.
That's fucking off is the one good thing you're actually
doing. Okay, well, there you go. That makes me feel better. How about you, Larry?
It basically is a career of fucking off. I mean, if you look at it, really.
Well, look, I got into... No one's ever asked to see my college diploma, and no one's ever asked me to pee in this cup in radio. You know, and the job is different every single day.
Right.
Every single day, it's different than the day before. If it were going into, you know, pull this lever 800 times a day, or to fill out this in triplicate, you know, and Xerox it 800 times a day, I'd blow my brains.
I can't tell you how many times I've watched those How It's Made shows, and then I see some schmo standing in an assembly line putting, like, eyelets in a boot or something like that. I'm just like, oh, my God. I could do that for, like, 30 minutes, and then I just start throwing shit around like a monkey. I'm like, just go home and cry.
Yeah, there are way more people who are miserable doing their job than, if the biggest complaint that I have about my job is, oh, I got to play Take on Me by Aha again. If that's my biggest problem, I'm probably doing okay.
And you got a volume controller too, so you don't even really have to listen to about 3/4 of it.
No, I still crank that baby up.
Are you kidding? He dances. He does the pogo. He dances around. He dances around like Wilson Phillips.
Is that what that dance is called? That weird 80s white guy overbite dance?
Well, the pogo is where you just jump up and down. Oh, like what's a pogo
that,
stick.
What's really bad where...
The white man's overbite?
Yeah, that white boy dance. Does that have a name?
I don't know, Larry,
white boy's overbite?
What did
That's
you name
exactly
it?
What white man's white boy's overbite is it.
That should be a band. White boy's overbite. That's a contender right there. Bought myself the bell, Larry.
Okay.
Hey, well, Larry, did you get anything for Prime Week?
Oh, nope. I ignored Prime Week.
Oh, you didn't? Nobody got any?
I'm angry with myself.
You guys would have been all over that.
Well, you know that now Amazon owns Whole Foods.
Right.
And we go to Whole Foods the other day, and I'm in line, and I said, you guys are there deals that I should be, signed up for or whatever, a club? And the woman said, just download the app and I'll help you sign in. She helped me do it right there at the checkout.
Did she ask you for your AARP card?
And she said, shut up. She said, if you spend $10 on, first of all, you get an extra 10% off anything that's like on sale there. And then if you spend $10, you'll get $10 to spend on Amazon on Prime Day. And then Prime Day came, and I ended up blowing it off, and I never didn't use my $10.
I kept forwarding on the deals to my wife, like, hey, there's like a 60-inch good TV right here, LED. And she's like, oh, we don't need one. I'm like, oh, okay. Hey, look, there's a pressure washer, only $100. She's like, yeah, we don't need one of those either. Okay. So I didn't get it.
There was nothing
I did a lot of looking. And then, plus, it was like,
I spent 2 hours last year on looking on Amazon and kind of getting close to it, and it's like, no, I don't need that.
Right.
And then the things I really needed, they didn't really have any kind of great discount.
And it was like every time I got excited, I found something exciting, I was like, oh, maybe I should get that. Like, all it took is 5 minutes of reason and be like, I don't need that. What am I doing, Josh? You know what I mean? And plus, it was real glitchy this year. It was
a lot of people were bitching.
Yeah, every time I would kind of search for something, the oops, not working page would pop up.
So. And frankly, I've become like every year Amazon Prime Day comes around, and to me it seems like it's just become so commercial. Thank you.
it's a Hallmark holiday.
That's part of my new stand-up act.
That was good. Hey, so Larry, when Josh arrived at my house today, he arrived at the exact same time as the UPS man. So I buzz him in the gate. First I can find the dogs.
The hounds?
Yes. Confine the hounds. And I buzz him in.
Lower the drawbridge.
Yeah. And he takes the boxes from the UPS guy, and he's carrying them out. So Josh was effectively my UPS guy.
I delivered him today.
Do you want to know what's in those boxes?
Ooh. Is that? Yes.
Two of the most enjoyable things you can imagine. My favorite board game, which we have somewhere on premises, but I cannot find it. I cannot find it anywhere.
It's over there.
No, I looked.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Can't find
it. Where would a board game go?
I don't know. In a closet somewhere or in a box or something like
All right, what's the game? You're killing me.
Or the family hates it, playing it, and they destroy it, and you inadvertently got it again.
No, that's it. They burn it.
No, we love it. We love it. We went to Ojai last week, and on the way back, we stopped at a restaurant that had a bunch of board games. Silas gets that one, brings it over. We played a game. He absolutely loved it. I love it. Laura loves it. Viv will learn to love it in time when, she's
not unconscious.
I'm
dying to know what this game is.
What is it?
It's Sorry.
Oh, I haven't... Wait. Which one is that? Is that with the pop-o-matic bubble? No, that's Trouble.
No. Sorry is where you turn the cards over, and it says how you got to get your four guys from your start all the way around the board into home.
Right. That's like Trouble, but...
Nah, it's a big fuck-over game.
Because if you, land on somebody...
Yes. You land on somebody, they go back to the start. You get there, two different cards you can turn over, like a Sorry or an 11, that you can change places with the other person. With the Sorry, you send them back to the start again.
Okay, do you guys do the real snarky Sorry?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
That's what I figured. Sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Or you could play actually the Canadian version and just go, ooh, sorry.
Sorry. Sorry, eh?
Canadian version, it's my fault.
My fault, sorry.
So got that. And the other thing is, we've got a heat wave coming. Mm-hmm. And my father-in-law was tying a rope around my naked son's butt, around his waist, and dragging him across the wet tile.
What the hell is going on over at the Chandler facility?
Your child care situation deteriorated terribly.
You have no idea.
You went from working paper towel to this?
What are you guys doing? What are you doing? And sure enough, we go have a bath, and he's got these scrapes on his ass from being... I'm like, it's smooth tile, but yes, of course, there are going to be imperfections and, you know, little pieces of sand. Well, this is not good for you.
What was the purpose? I mean,
just good times. They just wanted to slide on the wet tile.
Man's like, all right, take your clothes off, go grab the rope.
Oh, geez, get on Amazon and buy a frickin' slip and slide by Hasbro.
Larry... Maybe that's what I was getting to. Jesus.
Larry ruined it.
Fine. I'm not going to tell you what the other thing is. I bought a slip and slide. A 16-foot long slip and slide.
Or,
it is a genuine whammo slip and slide.
You know what else you could do? Just butter up the kitchen. Just butter up the kitchen floor. Leave that's off limits for a week. Everybody go nuts. Take your clothes off. Go nuts, kids. Put some oleo on the floor.
That's a sharp handle sticking out.
That slip and slide is going to be way less effective than sliding around on a wet tile floor. I'm telling you right now.
Probably, but there should be less abrasions.
I don't think I've ever done a slip and slide.
Really? Yeah. I don't think I have it either. Come to
think. I want to see you do a slip and slide.
We had a slip and slide, never worked. And we also had the water wiggle, which was an uncontrollable piece of metal that could slam you in the head when it was rocketing around.
Remember those things that had like the rubber tentacles that you turn, like the sprayers that would just like whip you when you went past, like lashing little kids? That we had one of those. Yeah. Water toys they don't really use those anymore, do they? Are water toys still a thing?
Probably don't do the water wiggle because it could put an eye out.
Yeah.
When you're living in, you know, consistently drought areas, you don't necessarily, like in West Texas, apparently we had unlimited sources of water nonstop for days. We just turned that thing on and just never, you know, turn it off. Are you going to be using reclaimed water for your slip and slide, Andy?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course I will. Yes. From the rain barrels. From the rain barrels off the
Have somebody manually pump it
with the jet propulsion motor next to it.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Absolutely. Of course.
All right. That's very responsible of you.
Yes. Yes. What we might do is turn off the sprinklers for one of the days that you're allowed to use it. You know, you do it a few days a week. I might, you have that instead in the backyard.
Yeah. This reminds me of a story when Owen, when he was like two, I had like a day before we were in a Burlington coat factory, and they had one of those little plastic slides jungle gym sets that you could build. It was super tiny, you know, it was indoor, you know what I mean? And I had regret, it was only like $25 or something, and I regretted that I didn't get it. So after work one day at Sound, I stopped at this place, picked it up, took it home, built it. You know, it was like 3 feet wide and like 2.5 feet high, and it just had like one basic little slide and a little ladder to climb up, and it was like a little treehouse thing. Well, Owen loves this thing, but when he gets on it, he tries sliding down, right? And I don't know if it was like the combination of like his diaper and the plastic, it just wouldn't work. It wasn't really good. So I came up with my wife is like, it's not working that well. And I'm like, I'll fix it. So I went out and got Pledge.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
So I got Pledge. I got Pledge, and I sprayed down this slide.
Furniture polish.
Yeah, and then I wiped it down so it wasn't wet anymore, right? Uh-huh. So Owen gets up. He's all smiling. I'm like, try it now, buddy. He gets on that thing, shoots down, goes flying like halfway across the room. He never went down it again.
But he smelled like a lemony fresh diaper. Wow.
Yeah. I forgot about that until right now. I just think about the slip and slide. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember when I went flying down that slide one time.
Did you say what you're doing for your birthday, Larry?
Excuse me.
I'm flying back from Philadelphia, and I'm renting a truck to move a couch. And okay. That's it.
Why do you, is it your couch?
Did I tell you that I don't care about birthdays anymore? I think that's the absolute best quintessential argument for saying it's not really a big deal.
I'm officially now more interested in the couch.
Okay.
Is it your couch you're moving?
It is. It is my recently deceased mother-in-law's couch.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. So you're adding that to your living situation?
Damn straight.
Well,
we
that's
snatched
nice.
That baby up. Yeah.
You know, I just thought of one good thing that is about birthdays that still I pay attention to is the birthday meal. That's something that you got.
Birthday meal's great.
Because you get to pick whatever the hell you want.
It's one day of the year where people are nice to you, you know?
No, not all the time.
You maybe get to sleep in for an hour. Yeah. I won't get to this year. I am going to meet with my best friend and his wife and his son and me and Laura and the kids. We're going to get together and spend a day together at a lake.
Oh, cool.
So it'll be nice.
Out on the lake?
Yeah, kind
of. Getting in one of those houseboat things or whatever you call them?
You go out on an inner tube or whatever.
Oh, right.
Float for a while and have weird things nibble you out of the murk.
Let's not get started on the ocean and lake curves.
So it'll be an intimate, thing that'll be kind of nice.
Sounds
well, that's
cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think we will be imbibing in birthday martinis, a cocktail I don't normally knock back that often anymore, but there's a little place in Cambria along Moonstone Beach where they go old school. They pour a really nice, strong martini for you and leave the shaker on the side. So
right.
You basically get like two full drinks.
Kind of like Musso and Frank's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that little
craft. You go gin or vodka?
Gin. Yeah, gin. Martini is gin.
I know.
Please.
No.
Yes.
What? Dude,
no.
The martini's gin.
No, vodka martini.
That is a vodka martini.
Yes.
That is not a martini.
I agree. And I love a vodka martini, but if you order a martini, it's gin.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
So do you do it with onion?
I don't drink it.
Josh doesn't like crudité with his drinks. I usually
go... You mean crudites?
Crudites.
I don't like crudites.
What the hell's crudites?
I tend to go blue cheese stuffed olives with my martini.
In gin?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, it's your funeral.
What about
Every once in a while, a twist for a nice, refreshing, lemony something. And a pearl onion, actually, can be fun. I like the variation.
Very savory. What about your dinner? What do you got any plans for you picking something special to eat?
Oh, it's probably at that same place. We'll sit out, look at the ocean, and I'll order me very likely a big old slab of beef of some kind.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Big old butt steak. Yeah.
Nice.
You had me
butt steak, yeah.
What, Jeff Altman?
Yeah.
Is that who that was?
Yeah, I'm quoting Jeff Hall.
I loved him. Sweet and meaty. I got a big
sweet
old butt
and
steak.
Meaty. Big old butt steak.
Do you have a key? Do you have a room key? Love Jeff Altman. Well, Larry Morgan, happy birthday to you, buddy. Glad that you're vertigo went.
Yeah.
And all the best to you as you're flying back from Intercom Fun in Philadelphia.
Soak that in and give us some tips when you come back.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get together next week. Well, wait. You know what? I can't. but uh-huh. I am very happy birthday to you, Mr. Chanley, and I hope you have a delightful time. And Josh, is it your mom that's celebrating on Friday?
She's 72. We should call her when we're done with Larry.
Okay.
Let's call her.
All right. Larry, is there anything you want to sing to me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Go for it.
Take on me.
It's what I look forward to every podcast. I know it's happening. I'm just looking at you like a little kid, like, it's going to happen. He's going to do it. Do we want to call my mom real quick? You want to talk to my mom?
Sure.
Do we have time?
I guess
you can wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah.
She's 72.
Okay.
She's going to be 72 next week. Oh, you know what? Should I just dial it on your phone? Or wait, should we save it for another time?
Should we call her on the next one?
Sure.
All right, let's do that. Let's call her on the next podcast. All right,
no problem.
We also, in the next one,
yeah,
should... Do you have some viewer mail?
No. Nobody gives a shit anymore. I'll look, but I don't think anybody gives a shit about us anymore.
Oh, that's...
So send me some mail, people. Just, I don't care if you just send me a picture of a middle finger.
It's Joshua J. Fleeger.
@gmail.com. And you know what? You know what we don't mention that I'm going to mention?
What?
People, you want to do us a favor and you want this podcast to get out there? Go ahead and rate us. Because that helps. I don't know how it helps, but it does. Well, doesn't it help them like promote the podcast more or something like that if people give a review?
I guess.
Something, I don't know. Whatever. I guess. Just do it.
I just kind of half-ass it.
You don't have to email me if you do that. How's that sound?
Well, that'll work.
Yeah, okay,
right.
Good.
Great.
Everybody's got a birthday or a homework assignment.
And you can get a hold of Larry. He's Larry _Morgan on Twitter. I'm Andy _Chanley on Twitter. You can send... meetings.
LA Times.
Was it? LA Times Farmer on Twitter. And I guess I'm what? Andy, follow me on Instagram. Andy Chanley on Instagram. That'd be a hoot. So yeah.
Good birthday episode.
Thanks, man.
It's a good one.
Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to your mom.
Sure.
For her birthday.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast with the artificial friend.
What did you say? Did you
where the? I said
where the
I said,
or we?
Well, I kind of.
So you kinda, decide you're not going to screw up the guitar. You're just going to screw up the lyrics.
A little tongue-tied. I've had two shots.
Bing.
Bing.